This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome to the show. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio. Third hour, Newsmax TV. I almost said New York TV. I got New York on my mind. You know, born and raised in New York. I'm a New Yorker. Donald Trump's a New Yorker. And you need New York attitude to slay the deep state. And that's what's going on. They never imagined Donald Trump could slay the deep state like this, one man against the world. And he's beating them all. What a great day in Trump land. Fantastic day today. First of all, I can't let the show start without just a quick, I don't know, congratulations, thank you, celebration, amazement, awe, my Vegas Golden Knights. I've got to say that on national TV and national radio. The Vegas Golden Knights won their last game last night against the Winnipeg Jets. I'm not even a hockey fan, never watched an NHL game in my life till this year, and then I went to 10 of them this year thanks to the wonderful Vegas Golden Knights. I love that team, and hockey is the new football. You know, it's hard-hitting, it's fast. It's a lot of action. Young people love it. It's the future of sports is hockey. Thanks to the Vegas Golden Knights, they're in the Stanley Cup. First-year expansion team with a bunch of misfits and cast-offs that nobody wanted drafted in the expansion draft. And there were people who thought they'd go like 30-60 this year, whatever. I don't know how many games they play in hockey, but, you know, a record of 20-70 or 30-60. And they just won three playoff series in a row after winning their division. And they won the championship of the West, the Pacific, and now they're in the Stanley Cup against someone, either Washington Capitals or the Tampa Bay Lightning. They're in the finals. I just saw somebody who never watched a hockey game in his life. I didn't even know any of these names. And now I'm mesmerized by the Vegas Knights. They are a miracle on ice. They're like the, was it the 1980? I think it was the 1980 U.S. Olympic team that beat the Russians. The U.S. Olympic team was called the Miracle on Ice. These guys, the Miracle on Ice. It's the most amazing thing ever. An expansion team is in the championship game. They're in the Super Bowl. How could that be in their first year? Remember, like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, their first year, I believe they were 0-16. That's what happens to an expansion team. You know, every team, every league, football, baseball, basketball, expansion teams are horrible, horrid. You're lucky if they win 20 games in the season in hockey. You're lucky if they win, you know, three games in football. Can you imagine the Cleveland Browns didn't win a game last year? They've been around forever. And the Vegas Knights are in the final championship series to win it all in their first year in existence. Really cool. And it's all about patriotism. I got to tell you, when you've gone to a hockey game, they are more patriotic about the American flag and the American national anthem and the Canadian flag and the Canadian national anthem than in any other sport. And the Canadian fans show us great respect, and we show them great respect. And there isn't a single person that would ever dare kneel for the national anthem, not a player, not a person in the stands. Hockey is the new patriotic American sport. I love it. But Vegas, my God, I mean, it just hit me like a week ago that if they were to get in the Stanley Cup and win it, we'd have a ticker tape parade down the Vegas Strip. No one's ever thought of something like that, you know? You think of a ticker tape parade, you know, in Baltimore or Philly or Boston or New York. Not in Vegas, on the Vegas Strip. You can't even get out the windows, you know? In New York, they open their office window, but in Vegas, the buildings are glass and closed. You can't open your hotel window. So I'm not sure how you would do that, but the Strip is going to be the biggest madhouse anyone's ever seen. It'll look like New Year's Eve. It'll be January 1st in Vegas. Amazing. And I don't go to crowds. I don't do crowds well. I don't like crowds. Guess what? I'll go to that crowd. I will try my best to be at the ticker tape parade for the Vegas Golden Knights. They're amazing. Now, you know someone else who's amazing? Donald Trump. You know someone else who's amazing? Wayne Allen Root. If I don't say so myself, I'm like Donald Trump. Donald believes he's taken bragging to a new art form. But see, it's like Muhammad Ali. It ain't bragging if you can back it up. It's not bragging if you're right. And you got to point out you're right because nobody else will. Here's my commentary. My commentary was about, this was about Obamagate. I named it Obamagate, and I said, what did Obama know, and when did he know it, and how bad is this going to be? And is Obama going to jail? Did I write that commentary yesterday? No. Did I write it last week? No. Last month? No. Last September 2017, I wrote the commentary on Obamagate and how Obama spied on Donald Trump and tried to steal the presidential election for Hillary by planning a spy in the Trump campaign. How the heck did I know that? I'm even looking at going, wow, that's my commentary? I went back and looked. I said, didn't I already call it Obamagate? And I thought it was like a month ago or 2 months ago or 3 months ago. And I was shocked to see I wrote this in September. Damn, I'm good. And this is all happening. You're all going to jail. I've been saying this for 2 years now. The FBI leadership is going up the river. The FBI leadership should be on the FBI's most wanted in the post offices. The DOJ leadership, you're going up the river. Hillary's going up the river, and I'm telling you, mark it down. Wade Root says Obama is going to be charged with a crime. I can't guarantee he's going to prison. I don't know if he's going to prison. I don't know what he gets away with good lawyers, you know, and millions in legal fees provided for free by George Soros, who will help him the same way he helped Stormy Daniels. I have no idea if you can get a guy off who's guilty of sin. But Obama oversaw the crimes against Trump and the crimes to protect Hillary. They all go back to Obama. He's got to go to prison. He's certainly got to be prosecuted. He's got to be charged with a crime, and Hillary's got to be charged with a crime. Fired FBI boss James Comey to be savaged by Justice Department watchdog for not moving fast enough to get a warrant for the Hillary emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop. Wow. Big stuff happening. DOJ confirms Inspector General will probe impropriety, political motivation of the Obama campaign, Obama administration, and the Obama FBI spying on Trump. Watchdogs reports a faulty FBI for the Clinton probe delay. Trump suggests the Justice Department is trying to frame him. I mean, the news is amazing. The DOJ asked the watchdog to probe the Trump campaign surveillance claims. These people are all part of the swamp, and they think they own America. They think they own D.C. They think they own your vote. Look at John Conyers, Democrat in Michigan. The disgraced Democrat John Conyers, who had to resign over the sexual harassment scandal. He endorsed his son for his own seat, and the son has zero qualifications, nothing in the world that would qualify him to be a congressman, except he's the son of his daddy, the congressman. And after being forced out of Congress over a sexual misconduct scandal, now the younger Conyers reportedly has failed to qualify for the ballot. Thank God. The Wayne County Clerk's Elections Office staff said last week John Conyers III, the ex-congressman's son, was ineligible because he didn't submit enough valid signatures. This is a poster boy, folks, for term limits. I always say limit Congress to two terms. One term in office and one term in prison. John Conyers is Exhibit A, and his son is Exhibit B. This is why they hate Trump so much. They think they own you. They think we're all slaves. They own you. They own your vote. They own your taxpayer money. They could do what they want and screw what they want, and then they pay it off with your taxpayer money. The lawsuit, they pay off the sexual harassment lawsuit with your money. Maxine Waters discovered to be paying her daughter over $100,000 in campaign funds. Wow. In newly released FEC filings, it's been discovered Representative Maxine Waters has been paying her daughter a pretty hefty allowance out of her campaign, over $100,000. Karen Waters, the representative's daughter, was already paid $42,000, scheduled to receive another $65,000 from the campaign. Payouts are simply listed as being for professional services, a mailer campaign. But you understand, they use you and their jobs in Congress, and the Clintons did this in the presidency, in the White House, like a piggy bank. They stole the linens and the dishes on the way out the door of the Clintons. They wanted the forks and the spoons and the dishes, for God's sakes. I'm telling you right now, this country's got pitchforks, and they're ready to burn Washington down. And I'm always going to say that metaphorically. I don't mean that we're really going to go there and kill people, hurt people, set fire to buildings. Nobody wants anybody to do that. If anyone was ever going to do that, of course, it would be Democrats. They do it all the time. Right? It's called Antifa. They're violent. They throw garbage cans through windows of stores. They set fires. They try to hurt policemen with Molotov cocktails or knives or guns. They're killers. They're vicious. They're disgusting. That's Antifa. Liberals are the ones who always use real violence. I'm doing it metaphorically. We're going to march on Washington. We're going to burn down Washington. We're going to put it to a halt. But that doesn't mean really burn it down. Never assume what I mean is ever to hurt anyone. We don't hurt people. Only in self-defense would I hurt somebody. I would never hurt someone unless they made the first move towards me and threatened my life. Conservatives don't do that simply because, not because we're just always the nicest people in the world, although we are. As I said to one of my liberal critics who emailed me today, oh, all your audience is dumb. They're all fourth graders, Wayne Root. Everyone who votes for Donald Trump is a dummy who never got out of fourth grade. And I said, you know what? First of all, it's the biggest lie ever told. Most people I know that never got out of fourth grade are welfare addicts, and they vote Democrat. That's number one. Number two, the people at Tea Party events were the nicest people I ever met in my life. Salt of the earth, most of them veterans who fought for this country, willing to die for this country. Number three, I know lots of cops who are on my side, willing to die for this country. And number four, nobody on my side is on welfare. No one on my side collects government checks other than Social Security and Medicare that they paid into the system. Nobody. So you're criticizing my side and my fans and Trump's voters. Our people make America. We pay the bills. We sign the front of checks. We pay the taxes that pay for your welfare and your food stamps and your illegal aliens. Without us, you got nothing. Nothing. Zero. As we say in New York, you got nothing. We pay all your bills. You don't pay ours. Don't ever criticize my fans. And if you, as long as you talk impeachment, by the way, the only guy getting impeached is Obama. Can you impeach someone after the fact? I don't even know. I've got to call a lawyer, an election lawyer, and find out about that. But if you could be impeached retroactively, it's coming. Obama coordinated, oversaw, and ordered the spying on Trump. Obama's responsible. Obama could go to jail. Obama's legacy's in tatters. Trump's erased him. Bye-bye. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the prescribed plan type begin with a certain time to the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
War now!
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV. I mentioned in my radio show, my national radio show on USA Radio Network, which, by the way, you can tune in 3 hours a day. First call your local conservative talk radio station and tell them you want to hear War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root show, on your station. Tell them they got to get it, and they can go to USA Radio to get it. That's who's my syndicator, USA Radio. Find them at usaradio.com. But in the meantime, you could always listen on the TuneIn app. Go to your cell phone, get TuneIn. It's free, TuneIn app. Or go to your computer, your laptop, your desktop, and type in TuneIn.com. And then you type in KBDT, KBDT, Big Dallas Talk, KBDT. And you can listen 3 hours a day, live, 3 to 6 West Coast time, 3 to 6 p.m., 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast, 5 to 8 Central. But having said that, I was ranting on my radio show about MS-13 and how these crazy liberals want to actually defend MS-13 and attack Donald Trump for calling them animals. They have tattoos on their faces. They murder, they rape, they maim, they kidnap. They put girls out as prostitutes. They bring in heroin and other horrible drugs that are ruining our society. They're the lowest of the low. They're vicious, horrible people. And Trump calls them animals, and I call them animals. They're garbage. They're human feces, human garbage. MS-13, and they need to be eliminated. The worst vile form of, I won't even say it on national TV, but they got to go. And Democrats, oh, that's being disrespectful. They're human beings. You can't call them animals. First of all, it's disrespectful to animals. I love dogs. I love dogs more than anything in the world. It's disrespectful to dogs and to any of my dogs to call MS-13 an animal. So on that point, I guess I agree, because dogs are much nicer, much more loyal, much better companions, much better things, people, whatever word you want to use, to have in the country than MS-13. Bring in all the doggies and get rid of all the MS-13 gangbangers. But I dare Democrats to make that a campaign theme, and I dare Trump and the Republicans to make it a campaign theme, because we'd be stupid not to. This is our Willie Horton moment. My God, it's a Willie Horton moment. Remember Willie Horton? Michael Dukakis was dumb enough to let him out on parole from prison, and Willie Horton murdered three people out on parole, and after that, every ad had Willie Horton's face, and Dukakis went from 16 up to losing the campaign by 5 or 6 points to George H.W. Bush. This is our Willie Horton moment. Make the battle MS-13. Let Democrats defend them that they're not animals, and watch the American people vote overwhelmingly for Donald Trump. White House released a statement on the violent animals of MS-13. Liberals can't figure it out. They, you know, wow, they thought Trump made a mistake calling them animals. They thought they'd beat him with that, and Trump triples down. That's what I would do. You know, never apologize, double down. Trump did it, and it works, because I'm telling you, keep saying they're animals, they're animals, they're animals. They are. And Al Gore is an animal. He's an idiot. Al Gore urges Maryland graduates to vote Trump out of office. Al Gore was at Xfinity Center at College Park, Maryland, to deliver a commencement address that included not only a criticism of Trump, but imploring students to do everything they could to vote Trump out of office or cut his administration short by another means. Folks, can you imagine if I was invited to give a commencement address as a successful businessman? You'd think they'd want me to address their students, right? Nobody ever invites me. Conservatives aren't ever invited to give commencement addresses, ever. But if I did, I would never bring up politics. Never, ever, ever. I wouldn't even like wink and say, love that Trump, because that's not the right thing to do at a school. But liberals are mentally unstable, mentally disturbed. Al Gore is a nutcase, a mentally disturbed nutcase who lost the presidency by a whisker. He would argue won it by a whisker, but lost by the electoral votes by a whisker, but won the popular vote. So he's forever insane about losing the presidency, and he's gone nuts. You can't bring up at a commencement address politics. Why did they boo him out of the place? Why didn't students stand up and turn their back to the speaker? That's what I would have done, turn my back to Al Gore. And I just can't believe it. Then Hillary Clinton gave a commencement speech today at Yale, and she wears a Russian hat and complains about Trump. These people are crazy. You know, bat crap crazy. They're insane. And the Oakland mayor, here's the best one of all, Oakland's mayor says it's her duty to call out Trump's racist lie about illegals. Racist lie about illegals. She says that Donald Trump is saying terrible things about illegals, and it's my duty to protect my residents, especially when my most vulnerable are unjustly attacked. It's my duty to call out this administration's anti-immigrant fear-mongering for what it is, a racist lie. No, it's not anti-immigrant. I'm not anti-immigrant. It's anti-illegal, anti-criminal. I love legal immigrants. Donald Trump loves legal immigrants. So let's make that a campaign theme. Call the MS-13 animals. Let's see them fight us on that. I hope that's number one issue. And number two is, should mayors be allowed to be Paul Revere and say, ICE is coming, so that criminals, some of whom are murderers and rapists and wife beaters, can get away? Or maybe lie in ambush and kill a police officer or an ICE officer? Let's make that a campaign issue. I dare you. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump met with FBI Director Christopher Wray and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to discuss whether an FBI informant was infiltrating the Trump campaign back in 2016 for political gain. Vice President Mike Pence discussed this on Fox News earlier today.
The president, I think, is grateful that the Department of Justice is going to have the Inspector General look into it and determine and ensure that there was no surveillance done for political purposes.
Some of the first funerals are starting to take place this week in Santa Fe, Texas, for the victims of the school shooting that took place last week. Rome Schubert was shot, but he survived.
I got about 100, 200 feet away from the hour room, and I saw some blood on me. No idea I had even been shot. Somebody came up behind me and said, "You've been shot," and I thought it was somebody else's blood.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right. morning. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. We love our Newsmax Hour. It's our power hour. I call it Root Reaction. The aftermath, the day is over. 8 o'clock East, 5 o'clock West Coast. The day is over, and I just react and respond, and you react and respond. Normally, we take nothing but calls, but today we have a guest, so we'll try and get as many calls as we can in the last segment. Before we get to my guest, I do want to mention the U.S. Gold Bureau. They are the sponsor of this show. See this wonderful coin? This is a American Silver Eagle. American Silver Eagle. And you get one free when you call the U.S. Gold Bureau. It's fresh from the U.S. Mint, uncirculated, brilliant uncirculated condition, 1 ounce of pure silver for free with no additional obligation, no shipping costs, no hidden fees. They're so sure they can win you over as a long-term client, they're willing to lose money just for the chance to earn your business. Call them right now for your free consultation, your free coin. And by the way, they are the only full-service precious metals firm owned by the company chosen by the state of Texas to operate the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. If the state of Texas trusts them, then you should too. I love Texas. All my exes live in Texas, and all my futures live in Texas. Call them right now. U.S. Gold Bureau invites you to call. You'll get this free coin, and you'll get a free consultation. Call 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653. They write the checks. You get to watch this show for free. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau. By the way, call them and just tell them, besides getting the coin and hearing about precious metals and gold and silver, great stuff, just thank them for sponsoring this show, because there's no Wayne Root without our great sponsors. There's no conservative talk, radio or TV, without our great sponsors. 800-885-GOLD, which is 4653. All right, thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau. Speaking of the great state of Texas, I've got another Texas Wild West Frontier cowboy here. His name is Kip Herridge. He's a great friend of mine for 15 years. My economic guru for this, both this radio and this TV show. I love to have him on to talk about big economic developments. He's the CEO of Vertical Research Advisory. His website's VRAinsider.com. He's a great guy, and he is a brilliant market strategist. I mean, they don't get any better than this guy. VRAinsider.com. Without further ado, let's welcome Kip Herridge. Kip, how are you?
Hey, Wayne. Great, my friend. Thanks for having me on tonight.
You know I'm a Jewish cowboy. Yippee, yippee, chayay, we like to say. So a little different than you guys in Texas, but we all got the same heart, man. We are wild fighters for America, you and I. And we believe in this country. We're patriots. And we believe in capitalism. I like to make money, and I've made a lot of money with you. So let's talk a little bit about the great Donald Trump. Is he doing a great job for the American economy? Is it even beyond the home run that you and I expected? I think it's like a Grand Slam home run, a hockey goal, and a football touchdown all in one.
I figured I might get at least one hockey reference in tonight with your Golden Knights doing.
Are they
so
great?
Well. But no, just an amazing story. But, you know, when I think about Trump, and you were the first person that I knew, that I respected, that said Trump was going to win. And that really woke me up. And you know, I was a couple months behind you, but you were the first guy, you know, no name, good friend of mine that said Trump was going to win with authority. And when I look at what Trump has succeeded at, the thing I think that surprises me and shocks me the most, Wayne, is that when have we had a politician get elected president that actually kept his campaign promises? This
right.
guy is keeping all of them.
All of them.
Stunning. It's stunning.
All we have left, really, is the wall, and I guarantee you he'll get that done before he's gone. And Obamacare, he's got to repeal Obamacare, and I predict that'll happen before this November's election. I believe the Republican Congress has a plan right now, led by Rick Santorum, the ex-U.S. Senator, Republican U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania, has a plan that he thinks can get enough votes to win over the few Republican senators who voted against the last repeal in this past year. And I think at that point we win this thing, and we've repealed Obamacare by November, and then we go in and win the election big. So I think Trump makes all these dreams come true. He's a can-do kind of guy. And you probably don't even know, Kip, that I've got a new book deal writing about Donald Trump. I don't want to say anything more than that yet. I'm not really getting the green light to announce it to the world what the title is, what it's about. But I'm writing the book about Donald Trump that'll be out this November. That's all I will say. But, you know, he's a can-do guy, and we've never had a can-do CEO, businessman, entrepreneur in the White House before. And so he's making things happen. So the reason I have you on is because what happened yesterday is Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, announced that we have the workings in place, a tentative deal in place, to end the trade war with China. And if that's the case, That's bigger than anything else Trump has done to date. That is huge. And the stock market was up 298 points today, so obviously the market agrees with me, yes?
Yes, the market went down. Remember, we backtrack a little bit. This is the reason the market started really going down and tanking,
yes.
Is that it started late January. It was really a two-week process of trillions of dollars of wealth being removed from the market. The Dow Jones, Standard & Poor's 500 fell 12, 13%. All over this, the mainstream media was warning this would be economic Armageddon from Trump's tariffs and trade war with China. You and I were talking at the same time. I believe you had me on in mid-February. We talked about this. And
how great it is.
I just never saw it. You didn't see it. China is a financial house of cards. And obviously, Trump knows this. How can I say that? The second largest economy on the planet. First of all, rampant accounting fraud. I would encourage everybody to watch. It's on Netflix right now, a movie called The China Hustle. If you haven't seen it, watch this and understand their entire financial system is called Guanzi, which is basically, I got your back, you got my back, with all kinds of upside-down fraudulent accounting tricks and business relationships that would never stand up in the United States. There's a reason, Wayne, as you know, that China – until June of this year, so we still got another month to go, China has never been included in the MSCI World Equity Index. Now, what does that mean? The largest economy in the emerging markets has never been included in the exact investment vehicle that all institutional investors globally invest in. They have 90% of the revenue of all emerging markets, and they're not included because no one trusts them. Obviously, Trump knew all this. He's had the upper hand all the way. And I also think, I'm kind of surprised we haven't heard more of the media talk about this. But if you think back, Wayne, to the late 80s, when everyone was saying Japan was going to take over the world, right?
Yeah.
Parents were teaching, having their kids learn Japanese. Japanese management school practices were being taught everywhere. And what happened? Well, the U.S. said that's enough of that nonsense. And Japanese real estate went into a 19-year bear market.
Can I ask you another question?
75%
over
about a 12-year period.
Hey, Kip, let me ask a question of you.
Yeah.
Because everybody said, well, China's got us by the you-know-what, by the short hairs,
No. Because
they own all of our bonds. I thought it's the other way around. We buy all of their goods. Their big economy goes down. If Americans stop buying, if we were to boycott Chinese goods, their whole country would go down. So we're the ones who have them by the short hairs. We win this trade negotiation every single time. Am I wrong?
No, that's the leverage. It's $370 billion trade deficit we have, which, of course, doesn't include all the ways they've been really raping our manufacturing base over the years, intellectual property theft, technology transfers, the fact that you can't go there as an American and open a business and own anything more than 49%, whereas, it's just not the way. It's not the same thing the other way around. So, look, we've had the upper hand from the beginning. Trump has known this. This has been a huge – by the way, from an investment point of view, this has been a gift, an absolute gift to investors, and that's how we acted on here at the VRA. We used the correction to go long, and our target remains 30,000 on the Dow by the end of this year.
Where's the Dow right now?
Closed at just over 25,000 today, so we've got another 20% to go.
Wow, that's fantastic. I mean, look, there's a famous saying, and I think, I'm writing the book on Trump, and I'm telling you how brilliant he is. Two things. Remember the old gambling saying, the lottery saying, you got to be in it to win it?
Right.
All the Democrats put up their hands and said, don't fight with China. They'll hurt us. Don't even try. And Trump says, screw it. Let's try. And we won. It sounds like we won. And second of all, the squeaky wheel gets the oil is the other saying that matters. Donald Trump always believes in being the squeaky wheel. And if you fight with China, you might get something. But if you never try, you get nothing automatically. You fail automatically. That was my very first book. I've written, this is my 12th book that I'm about to write, and I've written 12 books. The first one was The Joy of Failure. You fail automatically if you don't try. You're better off trying, taking a risk. You might fall flat in your face, but you also might win and hit a home run. So you got to try. Well, Trump tried. Looks like we're winning. So my understanding is, Kip Herridge, that number one, China's going to agree to buy substantially more American goods. And number two, they're going to buy tons of farm goods, making our farmers rich, which is great. Trump's going to win big in the Midwest again. They're going to protect technology and intellectual property, which has been the big argument. And they're also going to make it easier for U.S. companies to come into China and start a business. If he won all of those concessions, then Trump just pulled off the biggest move in the history of economics. Agreed?
Absolutely. And that's exactly what I've heard today from all my sources on this. And I think there are two things. You know, the critics are saying, well, the details are sure thin. You know, where are all these details we want to see? I believe there's two things here in the background, two very important things in the background that Trump's aware of. First of all, you know, he absolutely wants to have China on our side for this June 20th meeting with North Korea.
Yeah, with North Korea.
Get this thing done. China's got to be on our side for this. So, you know, you got to get this behind you. This can't be an issue. Trade with China can't be an issue going into that. It's just too important. And secondarily, you know, these November midterms, you know, we need a rip-roaring economy and a stock market going into the November midterm, which is what this is going to allow that to take place as well.
Yeah, people vote with their pocketbooks and their wallets.
Always.
It's as simple as that. And Trump's given them more money in the economy, better jobs. The new poll is out. Two-thirds of Americans give Trump credit for the booming economy, and almost all of them think now's the time to go get a good job. Trump has turned it all around. Now you add in this China trade war. If it's over and we won and it's over, wow, this is going to explode. The stock market explode. The real estate market explode. The economy explode. Jobs explode. The middle class. God bless Trump. All right. Kip Herrich, thank you, man. One of my great friends from Texas, Houston, Texas. Economic expert, CEO, Vertical Research Advisory. His website, VRAinsider.com. Economic guru. He has all the answers. Go there, VRAinsider.com. Wayne Allyn Root, be right back. War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, Wayne on the Roof, Warren Elliott. Busy answering my texts. You guys won't leave me alone. My fans are texting and emailing, and I try to answer in between the breaks. I'm a multitasking kind of guy. Your favorite Jewish Republican cowboy. Yippee, yippee, kaye. We'll take some calls. Phone number, by the way, 833-WAR-TALK. We'll take Mary Rose from Illinois, one of our regulars. Mary Rose, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you, darling?
Hi, Wayne. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I want to give a shout-out to Chris. He's a very respectful young man.
Oh, Chris, who answers the phones. My board op is the greatest.
Yes.
Chris, you
very
are
nice.
Loved. You are loved. Good man.
Thank you. You know what? I wanted to tell you, too, as far as our thinking, we think alike. I said with Obama that he's the puppet master and the truth will prevail. Believe me.
I hope from your lips to God's ear, my Yiddish grandmother used to say, I hope he goes to jail because he's a bad, bad man. It's not even Hillary as bad as Obama. He was the one who coordinated and planned all of this to get her elected president. He is responsible for the spying on the Trump administration. Obama needs to be prosecuted for the crimes he has committed.
And one more thing, I also am a dog lover, and as far as this MS-13, they're nothing but evil scumbags.
Exactly. I'm with you. I'm with you. This is the only show on TV where we let you say things like that. But when it comes to commies out to destroy our country and kill capitalism, and when it comes to MS-13 murderers who bring drugs in our country and turn women into prostitutes and murder people by cutting their hearts out before they die, you could say that. It's okay. Mary Rose, thank you. Appreciate the call. Let's take Bob in Oregon, line two. Bob, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hello, Wayne. I haven't talked to you in a long time. This is my answer. My thing is, why is Paul Ryan so stuck up to get rid of Trump?
Because he's not on our team. Paul Ryan's not on our team. Neither's Mitch McConnell. These are swamp rats. They happen to have a Republican after their name, but they're really no different than a Democrat swamp rat in D.C. No different. You understand that, right? Just because you have a Republican after your name doesn't make you a good person.
Yeah, he's a scumbag.
Here we go. Everyone, I've started a trend. I'm sorry. Mary Rose, you, I called. We're starting a trend. Let's take it easy on the language. They're bad guys, and let's try and stay classier than them. I'll try and stay classier. And I just think they've committed crimes against the American people, and I think they need to pay for their crimes. You're never going to get politicians to stop committing crimes unless you show them that we're willing to punish someone. I think tribunals are coming. I think hundreds, if not thousands, of swamp rats are going to be prosecuted
and are going to wind up in prison. I think the FBI leadership, I think the DOJ leadership, I think the spies working for them, I think the people that tried to fix the election, I think the Obama administration and Obama himself are going to be held accountable. I think Hillary and the Clinton Foundation are going to be held responsible and liable. And I think a lot of people are going to jail. And this is all because Donald Trump is such a great man that he took on the entire D.C. and the entire swamp, and he won. He's winning every day. They thought they'd stop him with Stormy. They thought they'd stop him with Russian collusion. They thought they'd stop him with tax fraud or something. They thought he was, you know, guilty of not paying tax. It all turned out to be not true. He's paid more in taxes in a year than your average liberal pays in a lifetime. And he paid plenty of taxes. And he, you know, what he did with Stormy was 10 years ago, none of your business. And what happened with Russian collusion? Well, there was Russian collusion. Hillary's guilty of the Russian collusion. And the Uranium One deal. Hillary should go to jail for the rest of her life for the Uranium One deal. And so should Obama. And so should the FBI leadership that protected her. So lots of people are going to jail. I don't know what word you want to use. I don't know if it's scum or it's criminal. How about just criminal? How about we'll take Mark in California on line 3. Mark, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Mark, are you there? Mark?
Great.
There you go. Hey, I hear you. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, listen, I heard you. And we can't forget the heroes from New York, because I want to make a point. You said it was Spitzer, because we already forgot. Spitzer, Wiener, what was their fourth? What was
Spitzer,
the group
Wiener,
you were
I can't even remember all the names. Spitzer, Wiener, who were all the ones guilty of Weinstein?
Weinstein.
And don't forget Eric Schneiderman, the attorney general. Yeah. So it's like the law firm was Spitzer, Wiener, Schneiderman, and Weinstein. And I'm Jewish, so I could say that. They're bad Democrats. I don't care what their religion is. They're all bad liberals who took advantage of women while they claim to be, you know, pro-abortion, for women, for women's rights. And they turned out to be the most anti-women human beings in the world. And they turned out to be hypocrites, and they turned out to be bad guys. All bad guys.
And that's a point I want to make. Look, I want to add California. California has an anti-blackmail and extortion law. It's actually a law. It's called that, the anti-blackmail and extortion law. And I'm saying you just mentioned the New York attorneys, the California blackmail attorneys, which are Allred, and now Avenatti's going after her and her daughter, you know, to get their business. They have to qualify. If they're going to be blackmailed, you can't blackmail a president. That shouldn't be. There should be a special tribunal or hearing. And then the blackmailers, because they're going to get hundreds of millions of publicity and cost them nothing.
Can I tell you how they get away with that? It's very simple. I've had lawyers my whole life. Lawyers are bloodsuckers. And they're able, if you write something in a letter, I'll tell if you don't pay me, it's called blackmail, and you go to jail, even if the other guy's the one who committed the crime. But if your lawyer writes the same letter, and he puts it at the top for legal purposes, the lawyer can never get in trouble. Lawyers are allowed to say things that you could not say, and they can't get in trouble for blackmail. Because guess who makes all the laws in this country? Lawyers. All the politicians are lawyers. That's the problem. Problem is lawyers. I can tell you a lawyer's joke right now, but we're running out of time. More than I tell you that I pray for all of you to be safe tonight, especially the cops out there and the first responders and the military and the veterans, the great things you've done for this country, the discipline, the sacrifice, the patriotism. We love you, and I pray you're safe, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. God bless. Hope you enjoyed the show. Bye-bye.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.